Hey guys, so it's at According to Moi here for my little input on thoughts for the day. So first topic is first tweet impressions. I will usually follow someone based on something funny or emotive that they've written. I'm usually attracted to tweets that have an acerbic wit about them, which is probably why I like Cyanide Cynic and you at That One Chick. I think there's a dry humour to both of you that amuses me. I'm very drawn to sort of offbeat and bizarre things, so if I star or retweet anything, you know, whether you're trying to be bizarre or offbeat is regardless. Usually I'll find something in something rather random and then I'll star it or retweet it, and then I'll follow. So that's generally my rule. If I feel compelled to star or retweet, then I'll follow. So yeah. And monogamy, next topic. Monogamy is a funny little topic, I think. But an interesting one. I find being monogamous, you know, for everyone, it's a choice. From a primitive aspect, I don't think we're, as human beings anyway, we're not designed to be monogamous. We choose to be monogamous. I know men and women on either sides of the spectrum that have been unfaithful or have been cheated on, and as you girls have said, you know, given the right or wrong combination of circumstances, then it's so easy to sort of go from being tempted to actually having crossed a line in one aspect or another. I'm quite liberal, sexually speaking. You know, I'm quite liberal in that aspect, but of course, nobody wants to be cheated on, I suppose. Yeah, monogamy is a bit of a controversial subject, so I'll move along now. Next one was drugs. I'm a bit benign when it comes to drugs. I've dabbled when I was younger. Cocaine, in particular, was my drug of choice when I was young, mainly because of the industry I worked in when I was younger. So, yeah, now don't touch it, don't feel the need to. My brother's a major stonehead, so I can kind of